you're asking me to be the best in the world. Why, Eddie, why?
But I'm better than you.
My eyes are red out in the back smoking a joint with Van Damme.
You know it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, your boy Stevie Jobber. And we're supposed to be here for SummerSlam.
I mean, what's up? What's going on, bro?
You're here live.
Yeah.
In the flesh, man.
We got to do one of these joints together. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah,
it has been a while.
So what is this you said we're doing?
Man, we are doing the SummerSlam predictions literally the day before. So if you haven't been here before, you know, we're happy to see you. Thanks for checking us out. And hopefully you enjoy the predictions. And if you are following us for the first time, Duke, why don't you tell them where they can find
you? All right, since I'm here, I might as well do it. So as you guys know, you can follow us on all social media platforms, be it Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can check out the dangerousjobberswebsite.com. You can find us on TikTok as well. And of course, if you're listening to the stream from any of the podcasting platforms, you got Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, basically anywhere you can listen to music or a podcast, that's where you can find us.
Boom.
Gotta shake the rust off a little bit.
Oh yeah. It's been a minute since we've done this together. So it's a different kind of feeling.
Yeah, man.
But let's dive right into SummerSlam, man. It's in Detroit, the Motor City. Everybody's got their own cars. It's sponsored by Slim Jim. It feels very retro.
To say the least.
And what's more retro than a SummerSlam Battle Royale that kind of came out of nowhere, I feel
it did,
like.
Didn't it?
So it's a little weird, but LA Knight is in it.
As he should be.
As well as some other notable names.
Yeah, you got like LA Knight, you got Sheamus, Ciampa.
Yes.
Nakamura, Bronson Reed.
I also heard Dominic Mysterio maybe in this. You know, it could be very high profile.
It could be.
Do you have a lock for who's winning the Battle Royal?
Well, not to sound too biased or anything, but I would say if anybody should win this, because of the streak that they're on right now, they're the number one merch seller for the first time in 3 years, dethroning Roman Reigns. So I got to take my pick, L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you just can't not have him win with the run that he's on right now, with the crowd, with merch, with everything. I feel like he's got to be a lock because you got to do something with him going forward.
I hear you. I feel that. I think that I want to believe LA Knight to win as well. I feel like this is the only real... I mean, if there's anything, if there's any time, if there's any situation, this should be the one where he wins. I'm not sure because it keeps seeming like they're... just snuffing him time to time again.
It's kind of like they're prolonging his story.
Yeah. Which maybe I wouldn't be so upset about if it turned into a real story. But I hope he wins. And I hope if he does lose, he's in a feud with whoever does win.
I could see something like that happening.
Because I feel like the winner gets a shot at the IC title. What does the winner of this get?
They didn't specifically say, but I'm assuming whoever wins this is getting a ticket to either the U.S. title or the IC title.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be one or the other.
But either way, I mean, if he loses, maybe stop the other guy from winning the title, and then they get into a thing.
Mm-hmm. And they could probably have a thing going up until like September, October-ish.
Yeah, they really just need to get a couple things. Like they've done with Cody. They've done a good job of holding Cody back.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough.
Yeah.
So if they can do that with LA Knight until about the Rumble, and then maybe have him win the Rumble.
Could be.
I mean, top merch seller. You know, put a little faith in him, get some good wins, but no title yet. He goes into the Rumble feeling like,
Got that chip on his shoulder.
And now the people are behind him, the winds are behind him.
At that point, you kind of just can't,
Anything could happen.
you can't deny it.
Let's move from the Battle Royal to the first singles match of the night. Actually, a very important spotlight for one of our guys that we've been waiting to get a spotlight on for a long time. Ricochet versus Logan Paul. Now, this for me is the match of two theories. It's either a theory that maybe Ricochet really is getting over, because as the weeks go on, I even heard it on another podcast that I listened to. Shout out to Going in Raw. Hilarious. Even they said, you know, the story writing wise is kind of painted in a way where Ricochet should probably win this. But at the same time, the trauma of WWE has kept us at a place where we're like, I don't expect Ricochet to win this.
Yeah.
It's the theory of, is Logan Paul going to beat Ricochet, fly all the way to go to his brother's fight, walk him out in gear, and have possibly that momentum transferred to a double Paul brothers winning night?
Yeah.
Or do they actually want to get Ricochet over? You know what I mean? It's a battle of two theories.
Well, I had a theory, but then you mentioned that theory and it does make sense. So now the way I'm looking at it is, and if this comes out like blurted, I apologize because I'm literally thinking of it as I'm talking. But it does make sense. Ricochet and Logan Paul on paper, considering what they did at the Rumble and then, you know, their little side beef around Money in the Bank time. The match itself does make sense. Like, I'm glad that they booked this match. It's a perfect match for Logan. It's a perfect match for Ricochet. There's no way you can mess this up. And then on top of that, like you just said, Jake is fighting as well on Saturday. So I could potentially see this as the opener now. Like, I think because of what you just said, he could go fly to his brother's fight, walk him out in gear. I think it's going to be the opener.
And you know, when I first heard that that was the theory, that that's what he was going to try to pull off, I was like, oh, he must be opening.
Yeah, but.
So it very well could be the opener. And I hope that doesn't make the Battle Royal.
The bathroom break match?
Or the opener. I mean, not the opener, but like the pre-show. I hope that doesn't.
No, I don't see that being a pre-show. I feel thing like at all.
If LA Knight is in it, it should be main card. I would say make that the second to last match, because the length of the Battle Royal doesn't really matter to anybody else.
Yeah.
As long as LA Knight wins.
Mm-hmm.
So you can cut some stuff here and there and get all the really good matches in. That way the women get time, because apparently there's a big uproar in the women's.
Yeah. Tournament.
And the Battle Royal can just kind of be a spot where everybody gets a lick off and LA Knight comes out on top.
Well, I think the way they could do it is with Logan and Ricochet, they've both shown that they don't need a half hour, 20-minute match to do something great. I honestly don't have that match going long. I think it's probably going to go maybe 13 minutes. 12, 13.
I think 13's a good number.
You give them 12
for their
minutes.
Style.
You give them 12 minutes, I think they'll be fine. And it's going to be high-paced. It's going to be fast. It's going to be good.
It's going to be a slowdown point. Because Logan's only has strength over Ricochet. So at some point, it's going to slow down to give Logan a break. Because I'm sure he's going to blow up being in there with Ricochet.
But I think Logan wins.
But I think they put a good 13-minute together. And I think Ricochet looks like he's $1 million. And then Logan hits him with that one lucky shot. And we're crushed, and he goes out on top, getting booed right into the other Logan Paul, the other Paul brother fight.
Yep. Hops on a plane real quick, flies to Jake's fight, walks Jake out fully in gear off of a victory.
But I do believe that this is Ricochet's this is his golden opportunity, so to speak.
And it's weird because it's Logan Paul.
This is his Damien and Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
You make this work, you show us you can be this guy on this level, we can do some things now.
Granted, he will be a little bit behind the eight ball
Oh,
because
absolutely.
he'll be far more.
Because he came in with so much momentum, and they just have never given him even a world title snip, not even in NXT, because he went right to be a North American champion.
Yeah.
So he's just never broken that main character ceiling.
Yeah.
So he's definitely behind the eight ball, because now you've been everything everyone said you've been this long.
Now you just
This
have
is
to
your one shot.
you got to show it.
All you got to do is prove you are who they say you are. And this
That
can go somewhere.
you can pretty much carry a dance part, like you can carry your dance partner in the ring, so to speak.
And a match that the people organically want to see.
Yeah.
So I hope he does really well. I hope to see a really good match.
I'm right there with you.
Man, you know, somebody, not somebody, my dad said to me, "Am I excited about the card?" And he was like, "I'm not really excited about it." And I said to him, I was like, "I'm not super excited about it, but at the same time, it's because I'm no longer worried. Like, I know they're doing what they're supposed to do. So it's no longer, oh, they're doing this wrong, they're doing this wrong, they're doing this wrong. So now I'm shaping up the card, trying to see how it is." I told him, "I'm not super excited, but I know when I sit down and look at the card,
Yeah.
I'm gonna go, oh, there's some good stuff on here." And that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Ronda Rousey and what may be her last match for a while, again,
Again, emphasis on again.
or permanently, who knows?
Won't be mad either way.
Ronda Rousey one-on-one with Shayna Baszler in an MMA rules match. Now, again, this is the tale of two theories. So for me, the first theory is Ronda's really always been here because of Shayna. I mean, they literally told the story in the promo package. Everything Shayna's done, everything Ronda's done, Shayna's done first. And Ronda's just ascended quicker.
Yeah.
But Shayna's always put in the work. Shayna's always been there first. Shayna's always been a little better, in some people's opinion, mine. And this is her world.
Yeah.
So Ronda really only being here because of Shayna, I would expect in this theory that the only reasonable outcome is Shayna Baszler winning, because it just makes sense. This is the ultimate reason we're here, is to put Shayna over. That was the four horsewomen. That was the vehicle. Yes, Ronda's going to be Ronda, but Shayna is the reason we're here. The entire goal is to put Shayna over. So if this is your last match, you should put Shayna over. But there's another theory that says there's a merger currently happening. Ronda could be considering going back to mixed martial arts. And this could be a launch pad for her to get back into that. In which case, she would probably be going over, which crushes Shayna. And I don't think we're going to have two star-making losses in the same night. So it's kind of a place for me where I don't expect Shayna's to feel like Ricochet's going to feel. If they both had that situation, I feel like one needs to win. And if I could put my heart into it, I'd say it should be Shayna. But what are your thoughts? What theory are you going with?
Okay, so I agree with pretty much everything you just said. I think that this is definitely another star-making match, as you just said. By the way, shout out to whoever put that video package together of the story. Just like top notch editing, storytelling, everything. And then Ronda, for as terrible of an actress that she is in wrestling, not in movies, just in wrestling, sold that story very well. And Shayna, you could actually like it kind of like blurred the line for Shayna. Like you couldn't tell if it was real or if it was like I just acted. It was like right on the money. But I think, like you said, if this is her last match for a while, if she wants to go back to UFC, there's no other option. You have to put Shayna over because this is, again, the star-defining moment. Everything Ronda's done, Shayna did first, and Ronda just ascended quicker. Ronda got the world title opportunities. Ronda got the main event, WrestleMania. Ronda's been in numerous title matches with, the likes of like Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Liv Morgan. Shayna doesn't really have that aspect to her. Shayna's success was NXT. So I think it's due time that you need to add somebody else to the title scene who hasn't been there already. That's the one feather in Shayna's cap that's not there. She hasn't been in a world title scene on Raw or SmackDown. So
I still.
I think with that being said, this is the perfect time if Ronda's on her way out, even if she's not, this is where you gotta like build Shayna. And
It's time to build
it
Shayna,
is
man.
literally the perfect time, the perfect story.
And I was gonna say it blurred the line so perfectly because I remember Shayna coming back in the Triple H era, the very start of the Triple H era, setting the tone with the leather jean jacket and going, "That's my dad."
Yeah, like she went 400.
Casey, I'm up. It's for God. I'm number one. So I feel like Triple H at the wheel. This should go to Shayna. And I feel like the blurred lines thing means a lot because story-wise, Triple H has done this with Shawn. That's what it feels like. Feels like Shayna's Hunter, but she's not there yet. It's an angrier Hunter because it's a Hunter that didn't get to make it yet. Like you just never left. You never lost your smile and went away. Well, you did, but even then, I was snuffed into whatever I was snuffed into. But it just eclipsed from the beginning and having to rise up under this expectation that you're holding over. It the line seems so blurred because it, in a way, if you're looking at a certain angle, that's exactly what it is.
It very much mirrors Shawn and Hunter in a way. Like Shayna is definitely Hunter. Ronda is definitely Shawn. Like you're our star. You're our star. You're our big name
You're the
person.
chosen one.
You're the chosen one. You're the person we're gonna give all this money to keep you happy. And even if you go away for a while, we still gotta keep you happy.
Meanwhile, I'm eating dirt.
Yeah, meanwhile, young Hunter over here is trying to come up and make a name for himself. And this is even Shawn knew at a certain point, you gotta put Hunter over.
You
Ronda
gotta
has
put
to
him over.
know, you gotta put Shayna over.
And how dominant would it be? Because Ronda sells so good that it would just, Shayna could go in there and make it look
I honestly
so
don't think it's
crazy.
her selling. I think it's her genuinely going, ow, this shit hurts.
But she falls,
It's
she,
the
but
fit.
she falls so naturally.
She falls like a character who just died in GTA.
Yes, that's what it is. It's like a character that's dying in GTA. And with Shayna's, like the way Shayna does her move, and nobody moves like Shayna.
No.
It's like a woman Randy Orton. She just don't waste movement. Everything hurts. Everything's for a reason.
Everything's calculated.
Everything looks bad. Like that hurt. And with Ronda selling and Shayna's, oh, it's a perfect masterpiece. I hope they give them 13 minutes. It's MMA style, which makes me worried because
No, I still see it going a good amount of
going that
time.
way. So, I mean, we'll see what it is when they get in there,
I
but
think it means it's just gonna end either by KO or submission. But it's probably going to end via submission.
I would imagine. I would imagine. All right. Bigger main event.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of these are main event level matches, really. All of them could kind of be considered, except for the Battle Royal. Cody versus Brock.
The rubber match.
I mean, they've taken it all the way back to the 90s. You know, even from the broken hand thing up to now, beating you in front of your parent. Classic.
They went very
Classic.
90s with this.
Very 90s. I love it. That's Cody's
Yeah.
character, man.
Yeah, I
And
don't.
Brock is so prehistoric too, that they match because Cody's so old school and Brock is from that.
Yeah, I will say this. I love Brock right now. Like, he's not Viking Brock anymore. He's just like cowboy ass kicking Brock.
Love Cowboy Brock.
Like, and it works perfect for him. And I like that he's even talking more.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most, these last year and a half, 2 years, I think Brock has talked more on the mic than he has his entire career,
I feel the same way. I feel
which
the same
isn't a
way.
bad thing. It's actually a very good thing. It shows that he can evolve.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a mouthpiece. I've been here for 20 years. I know how to do this.
Yeah.
You have to learn sometime.
It really reestablishes how we felt about him in the 2000s. And I feel like it can't, he's come so far to return to this level of confidence that
Yes.
I just have in him.
Yes.
Because back in the 2000s, you know, he was all that.
Yeah, it's like he was the monster. He was that beast.
And ever since he came back, it's been kind of a crutch that he couldn't really talk. And then he was like, he can kind of talk, but he never really does.
Yeah.
And it was like he's funny, but it's all physical comedy.
Yeah.
But now we're at a place where I'm a bad guy again. I'm still really good in the ring. I'm doing more than just going out there and suplexing you 1,000 times and
Yeah.
ending the match. I'm having like real stories now.
Yeah.
And I'm talking at a high level. So it
And
just
what
is
he's
coming
saying
together.
is entertaining and it matters. I don't think a lot of
Yes.
people realize this. Brock is, I mean, obviously
Oh
a
my
lot of people
God.
know he's not a people person. He doesn't like people, but he's underestimatingly funny.
Yeah.
And I think that's not even just him
Incredible.
trying to be funny. I think that's just him.
He's
Yeah, like
hilarious.
he's
He's
funny in the
hilarious.
sense of not what he says or does in a way. It's kind of just like how he comes off.
You know what it is? Sometimes he feels like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, like Mike was never trying to
Like
be funny.
Mike was funny because he was insanely dangerous.
Yeah.
So certain stuff he said just came off funny.
Yeah, and
And that's
it's
Brock.
like he can command a room, but he's not commanding the room by dominance. He's just commanding the room by being himself.
Until he gets angry. And then
Yeah.
it's like
And
a
it's like
different
when he
story.
was younger, it was like, oh
But yeah,
damn,
Cowboy Brock is just.
we gotta pay attention to this guy. Oh, he's dominant. Now it's like he's dominant. We know he's dominant, but now we gotta pay attention because we want to see what he says. I don't know if I'm the only one who thinks that, but that's how I feel.
No, you care about this promo.
But I think with that being said, even though we just hyped up Brock,
We did just hype up, bro. Immensely.
again, I'm gonna go Cody here, but it's gonna be a testament to Brock because I feel like Brock putting Cody over is gonna be great for both of them. Because it shows that Brock gives back, Brock can actually give something to, I don't want to say the younger guys, but because Cody's not really that young, but he can give something back to the business in a way. Like, I've been dominant for so long, but I understand the business evolves. This is the story that we got to go with.
And I'm sure he likes Cody
Yeah.
to a degree. I'm sure they've.
I could see Cody being one of the few guys
And
Brock can get along with.
I've often heard that if you bring him a six pack, and just have a sit down with him, he's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure him
Well,
and
anybody
Brock,
can be a nice.
especially. When they agreed to like kill him that one time, and Cody was like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. So I feel like they got a good rapport.
Yeah, but I could definitely see Cody winning this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I completely agree with you. And because I agree with you, I'm gonna spend the time I would be talking about why I disagree to throw you what I would do. Have Cody win. Have Cody immediately do what he did before and be like, all right, That's out of the way. My eyes are on the title. First opportunity, let him run into Bray Wyatt. But because I'm doing it, let's just peel back the layers here and either bring back old Bray Wyatt with the same entrance or do a story with Cody where he can win. Because at this point, nobody cares about Bray losing as long as it's entertaining. Have it be a story with Cody in it, basically. Trap him in the Brayverse. And have it really be a story revealing that Uncle Howdy's Bo Dallas, because I'm sick of calling him Uncle Howdy. That's Bo Dallas. Let's please get rid of the mask. Because Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt together is way cooler than Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy. Don't need it. Just call them Bo and put them together, and that could be their whole shtick. Literally, they don't need to do anything else. Those are the Brothers of Destruction. Boom. There you go. I would do a story with Cody where he has to fend them off, and at the end, he ends up beating Bray by revealing that Uncle Howdy's Bo Dallas. Boom. And
I
now
could.
Cody's that worked that for like a couple pay-per-views. Move Cody down the line till you find something else to stall him until Mania. Because let's be real, unless he, it has to be at Mania at this point.
Pretty much.
Especially the way things are going with the Judgment Day.
That's another thing we got. Damn, Judgment Day.
Man. All right. So moving on, before we get to the Judgment Day stuff, which ironically enough, they're only on one match on this card, which is crazy. But we'll get to it.
As far as we know.
The Intercontinental Championship, Gunther versus Drew McIntyre. I'm just going to leave it to you.
Is it bad that this is the match I care about the least?
Absolutely. It's nobody cares.
I mean, it's Gunther, obviously. So we have to be,
Yeah, I'm gonna watch.
and yeah,
It's gonna be a slugfest.
I feel like this match is only happening because McIntyre complained.
You think McIntyre complained to somebody?
Well, no, he did. It
Oh
was
shit, he
yeah,
did?
it was
Oh
brought
snap.
out that he did. He doesn't he didn't like where his story was going. He didn't like his character. He wants to be relevant, which I
I
understand.
understand, but
But
I
given the
mean,
landscape right now, I don't see
nobody really
McIntyre.
wants to see you, buddy. Like,
Yeah,
I'm
and it's
sorry,
not a
man.
bad thing. It's just there's so many people right now that are better than you character-wise.
Sometimes you need to step away to find a compelling story.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
And
saying? I understand wanting to go away or not liking your story, so just going off of TV, but maybe don't come back until you have something good.
yeah, like
You
you and
coming back to barely be around to challenge Gunther is like, how am I supposed to take you seriously? This guy has been here every week, dominating,
wrestling every week.
becoming the greatest Intercontinental Champion ever, right in front of our eyes, which we'll talk about on another pod. And we're supposed to just come back and care about you because you're Drew McIntyre. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of that being your shtick. Because you did it when you were with Sheamus and the Brawling Brutes. You just hung on their coattails and was like, I'm Drew and my friend is Sheamus. That's no character. What is that? And then like I'm sick of Drew as like you need to go away. I need to miss you. You need to find something really good to come back to. I wish that Karrion Kross thing worked out differently. And they took him serious instead of making Cross a jobber. Because
Ooh, that's another
that would have been
topic.
the last relevant thing you did.
I think, no, honestly, I think the last important thing he did was Mania, the triple threat. Like
I
even
didn't even want him to
if,
be in that.
yeah, no, I'd have been much happier with just Sheamus.
I wanted it to be just Sheamus. Because I thought even then, like I said, you were just hanging on the Brawling Brutes coattails. They were over, you were just there.
I don't have much to say about this
he
match.
He needs a heel turn. That's what he needs.
He needs something. I don't have much to say about this match, so I'm just going to pick my winner. I'm going to go Gunther. The reign's not over. He's not stopping. We're going to keep this ball rolling.
Don't use the man, you know. He's a legendary Intercontinental Champion.
And his first reign.
And his first reign. And the work Triple H is doing in this current era is clearly all about breaking records and shutting up the haters. Yeah. This is his hater year.
Yeah, establishing the new era.
This is his Cardi B versus Nicki Minaj year.
Yeah, this is where he's establishing a new era.
Yeah, yeah. He's gonna stomp all over those old itty bitty records.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna make people left and right. I'm gonna create a new wave in wrestling. And I'm going to prove that AEW is a secondary company. And y'all should have gave this joint to me from the rip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here for it.
Me too.
I'm absolutely here for it. So my pick is Gunther. My pick is Gunther this time and next time and the time after that. And maybe even the time after that, depending on, because he'll have broken the record by then.
Yeah.
But he's going to hold it till he breaks the record. He's going to hold it till the pay-per-view after that, just in case he thought this was about the record. And then maybe he'll lose it. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. If you have anybody on his level. Maybe.
It could happen.
You never know. All right. Moving on. He's a legendary, man. I'm sorry. Oh, there's a women's match. There's a triple threat for the WWE Women's Championship. Between Bianca Belair, Asuka, and Queen Charlotte Flair.
I take that back. There's another match on this card I don't really care about. I don't know. At this point, we're just like grabbing straws. So I don't see Asuka losing this early. Bianca just came off of a long run with the title. Charlotte has hit a point in her career where she doesn't need the title. The title needs her. So if anybody was going to win this that wasn't a champion, it's Charlotte. Yes, Charlotte has hit a point where a title on her is nice, but she doesn't need a title. And I know it's surprising coming from me, but I still see Asuka winning this. I think it's too early in her title run. I think in a dark horse spot, we could see Io teasing a cash-in. Because for some reason, she only wants to tease cash-ins on this group. Because nobody wants to go around Rhea. But yeah, definitely. I definitely see Asuka winning this match. I'm going to go Asuka.
Oh shit, my bad.
You're good.
Man, up until you mentioned EO, I had it in the bag that Charlotte was winning this match.
Which I wouldn't be mad.
Because let's face it, she's gonna break the record.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
So I start to feel like at any given moment, because she's on number 14,
mm-hmm.
she's like three away.
Yeah.
So, and she's in the prime of her life,
mm-hmm.
which somehow is better than the other primes of her life. Oh my goodness. So,
get that right person in your life, man, it revitalizes something.
It really does. It really does. So, I feel like at any moment she could just become champion.
Oh, yeah.
That's just how I feel about Charlotte. She definitely Charlotte could. Player. And now that she's really carrying that energy, I'm so here for it,
mm-hmm.
because now I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to look at the booking anymore. I can see it all on you. You know, mm-hmm. like at any given moment, I could be champion again.
Yeah.
I'm just that good. I'm the greatest. Mm-hmm. I am literally the greatest. I am a walking, living legend.
Yeah, that's no question.
So, I don't know. I don't bet against Charlotte a lot, mm-hmm. but I do think if Io's going to cash in, either she cashes in to make it a fatal four-way,
mm-hmm.
or she cashes it in immediately after Asuka wins.
Yeah.
And we have our Japanese dream match.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if EO's cashing it in to have a rival with whoever the champ becomes, it has to be Asuka.
Yeah.
Because that's just that. And again, as Triple H is stomping all over these records, this would be a prime opportunity to step on a little more of the haters. They keep saying, oh, these Japanese talents will never work. All right, I'm
Boom.
about to blow you away with a Japanese,
First ever
a full
Japanese
Japanese.
versus Japanese championship match in the
And
WWE.
we're going to give them 20 minutes
Ooh.
and they're going to kill it.
I'm gonna love every minute of it. I'm here for it.
I think that's what needs to happen. So honestly, if that is the outcome, that's what I want. But if Io's not cashing in, I prefer Charlotte win. Just because
Understood.
I
You
just love Charlotte.
have your bias.
She just
I get it.
wins
I get it.
a lot. You know, Bianca doesn't need the belt for a while. And I like Asuka, but her character hasn't exactly tuned up to the place they've put
Yeah,
her at.
it hasn't stuck all the way.
And Charlotte's the only one that just feels like she should be champion.
I get it.
I mean, she just got a different type of energy. She is the opportunity. Like, just her being in the match is like, well, she should win because she's Charlotte. It just, I mean, it makes sense to me.
But
You know
again, like I
what I'm
said,
saying?
she's hit a point where she doesn't need a belt. A belt needs her.
Yeah, and anybody that's heard me talk about John Cena is looking at me like a hypocrite right now. Like, I mean, come on. It just, come on.
I get it.
She just, you know, it's all over. Speaking of winning being all over people, the World Heavyweight Championship fight.
Okay.
Seth Rollins, Finn Balor. Now, is this the story of see, this is crazy. Again, we're running into the story of two theories. First theory is the easy one. Seth Rollins is the World Heavyweight Champion. He will not lose because Finn is not the number one guy in his group. Therefore, he should not win. And either this is an opportunity to again trick him so that Damian can cash in, or this is them really staying out of it, giving Finn and Seth the spotlight they needed, but still putting Seth over. Theory number two, buckle up. Finn Balor was the number two Triple H guy, and in a lot of ways was the better NXT champion. And when he came up to the main roster, he was snubbed of the opportunity of the lifetime being Triple H's chosen boy. Not having to earn it through different avenues of fighting management like Seth did, but originally came up, beat the people that were the best at the time to win the Universal Championship. This is either the story of Seth being champion or the much more interesting story of Finn Balor reclaiming the throne that Triple H laid out for him when he first made it to the main roster, that he's never been able to get back to since.
You know what?
Is he going to scratch that 7-year itch?
I see one of two things happening here. And I don't know why. One, like you said in the beginning, Seth and Finn, they just have their moment. They get their 25-minute classic, whatever it may be. Seth wins. That's that. Or again, 25 minutes to do their thing. Obviously, you know, back and forth, good pace of a match. Finn wins. Soon as Finn wins, Judgment Day celebration. We're all together in the ring. We're all having our camaraderie. Everybody in Judgment Day is holding something. You got Dirty Dom with the North American title, Rhea with the women's title, Priest with his Money in the Bank briefcase, Finn with the world title. We're untouchable. We're the it group of Monday Night Raw. And that's when the truck comes and hits you. Priest just decks him with the South of Heaven, hits him with the briefcase. Rhea and Dom are just like, wait a minute, what's going on? We didn't see this coming. Priest just looks at them. Big family group hug. He cashes in Money in the Bank. Gets the 1-2-3. And then for the second time in his career,
he's screwed.
Finn Balor holds the world title.
He's screwed. For
less than 24 hours.
Oh my gosh.
That is a plot twist.
And then at the next pay-per-view, here's another plot twist for you because we're great writers. The match will be Dominic Mysterio and Damian Priest versus Finn Balor and JD McDonagh. Because they're going to come down on Finn that Monday.
Mm-hmm. No, Finn's going to come down on
them. Well, Finn's going to come down on them. All right, we can tell that story. Finn will come down on him. Then the next week, it goes from looking even to them just having too much of the numbers game because Reed's going to interfere.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just becomes a beatdown. Third week, it gets really bad. JD McDonagh comes in for the save.
Yeah.
Then we do like a promo package the next Monday about why JD and Finn are such good friends.
Yeah.
And then they announce the match for the tag match, that pay-per-view.
I mean, I think even at that point, if Rhea's still a numbers game thing, you could just have somebody be her back or be his backup on the other side. Like somebody go after Rhea.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she just took Raquel out with an injury. So you can have Raquel come back, back Finn up a little bit.
Have Raquel come back or, even the odds.
Or you have Liv come.
Ooh. Or have Liv
come Liv, back. One or the other, either one.
Attack her out of the crowd, man.
Pretty much. So,
out the scene.
But I don't think that's going to happen. I feel like Seth is going to be their guy that they're rolling with, which again, not mad about it. Seth is doing great as a world champ. So I'm going to pick Seth Rollins to retain the world title.
I hate that, man. I hate that. I really want Finn to win.
I really do. There's anybody who can use the world title.
His story is more interesting.
It is. Seth is always going to be interesting with the title or not.
I'm a story guy.
Seth is
one of the greatest. He's in a world all his own.
Yeah, he
doesn't need a title for mm-hmm. sure. He can feud all. He's like a Jericho now.
Yeah, he's hit the point of his career where it's like, no matter what, they're going to watch me.
Yeah, well, they just love me. Good. It doesn't matter what I have. So Finn, and he's defended the title 17 times already.
Yes, you could put Seth in the ring with Tozawa right now, and I would still watch that match.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be confused.
But I'd be expecting something more, but
I'm still going to watch the Tozawa. That'll be the first time
I'd be like, man, are they going to make Tozawa? You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Oh, speaking of which, oh my God. At some point, we got to talk about Gable versus Gunther.
Oh my God.
What a dream. We're digressing.
Mm-hmm.
I really just want Finn to win because the story is more interesting.
Yeah.
I'm really a story guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it would mean so much for it to be Dame's restraint on Finn to not cash in. How interesting of a story would that be?
He's just around the world title all the time. Batista
won the Rumble, but he had to really wait weeks to decide what he was mm-hmm. going to do. And every week he's like, I could do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it right now.
The world champ's always next to me. It's always easy. Yeah. It's always easy.
It's such a better story. But again, yeah, they're probably going to go with Seth.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreaking. Just heartbreaking. Speaking of heartbreaking.
I think, are we at main event?
Oh, man.
We've hit the main event.
The moment we came for. The undisputed WWE Universal Championship match with not only the title on the line, but the moniker, the seat at the head of the table to become tribal chief.
Ooh.
Roman Reigns, over 1,000 days as champion. Legendary. A main event. Jey Uso.
Man.
The right hand man. The dog.
I want to say this. I could talk about this story forever and ever. Definitely, it's been one of the greatest stories of the last 20 years. We are truly in a blessed era when it comes to storytelling. Hasn't always been the case. There's been some rocky roads along the way. As Dusty would say, there's been some hard times. But I'm with Jay. I know everybody's, there's some people that are still with the tribal chief. They're still with Roman. But like we've said multiple times on this pod, it's been Jay all along.
It's been Jay. He's the one.
So
he's the one.
Just to keep it short, keep it sweet, I'm going with my tribal chief, main event, Jey Uso.
Mm.
Got to.
Yo, so this is crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on your side.
Right.
I'm 110% Jey Uso.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jey.
Yeah.
It's Jey. Like, it's Jay with confidence.
Uh-huh.
It's a Jay that's unafraid.
It's a Jay that gotta get you.
The elders are behind him.
Uh-huh.
So Jay is who I'm going with. I don't know how they're gonna do the story. I would like it to be right down the middle because it would just be amazing to have it be right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And Jada, you know, find a way to kick out Solo or this or that. I mean, everything's on the line, right?
Yeah.
So I would love for it to just be a hard, drag-out battle. Beat Jay's ass.
Mm-hmm.
But Aegis will not quit. And rise from the ashes. To come back and just do it again. I would love to see it. But because we have the time, I'm going to shoot you a theory.
Okay.
Because we've pretty much wrapped this up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure the people, I mean, I don't know who you guys are with, but I feel like Jay's, you know, ultimately such a babyface heel. I mean, he's clearly over by himself now. And
mm-hmm. He's probably the clear choice.
I wouldn't mind it being Jay. I mean, a lot of people are like, it would be. And again, I had this conversation with Dad because he was like, do you think Jay's going to do it? And I was like, I don't know. And I don't really want to know. I don't want to know till it happens. I just want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and he was like, I don't know how I feel. I don't know if he's going. And I was like, I hear you. And that's the obvious feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jay's always going to be Jay.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't it be cool to wake up Sunday morning and live in a world where Jey Uso is a world champion? You couldn't even fathom it. That's why we're counting him out.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a perfect anything can happen in WWE moment.
Yes.
To crown Jay as the storyline depicts him as the one.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my plot twist. Here's my Tarantino twist for you.
Okay.
Through every week of the past recent weeks, we've seen Bobby Lashley meet with the Street Profits. We have seen Bobby Lashley meet up with Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen him award suits to the Street Profits. Wouldn't it be funny if at the climax of tribal
combat,
tribal combat, in the last moments, A newly formed herp business ascends down out of the crowd or the ramp, comes in the ring, and Lashley is aiming for Roman. Puts his hand out to Jay, be like, I like to do business. Jay shakes his hand at first. Dips out of the ring. It looks like Hurt Business is going to unload on Roman Reigns squarely so Bobby can get into the title picture and get Reigns out of here. And Jay comes back with a chair. And in a sudden moment of family unity, Roman and Jay's main event is stopped by fending off the super group of the newly formed Hurt Business. And now the whole story has changed because we don't know who's really tribal chief. All we know is the family's being attacked by monsters because the Street Profits are tag team veterans. Bobby Lashley's the greatest black world champion we've had since The Rock. And Hayes and Trick Williams are the future of the business. Everybody in there can go at a high level, at the same level as them, and they're a broken family. This is the perfect time for the Hurt Business to take everything the Bloodline has built. Just a hypothetical for you guys, because we already kind of know this main event is going one of two ways. So hypothetically
It's a head
speaking.
scratcher, but it does kind of make us it does kind of help the story go to another area. So I just think it's going to be weird with the Hurt Business, but it does help the story hit another dynamic.
And now they have to reform under this super group before it all falls apart.
But then at that point, I think Jay has to kind of take more of a lead.
Or Jay wins, and the Hurt Business comes to beat up whoever wins. And Roman ends up fending off the Hurt Business for Jay because now Jay's tribal chief and he has to be protected at all times. Oh my God. Imagine Roman being his wise man.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
Oh
or
my
it could
goodness.
be one of those you and me are gonna beat the hell out of each other. But ain't nobody else gonna beat you.
Yo, I could imagine them being beaten down. Oh, or just Hurt Business just not. Or beating them both down, like Roman jumping in to help and them just getting beat down because the numbers are too big. I could imagine a video after that, backstage or something, like what the hell them like spazzing out over what just happened. He's like, what the hell are we gonna do? And Roman looking at him, what do you mean, what the hell are we gonna do? Your tribal chief. You're supposed to know what to do. That's what you wanted, right? And now I'm having to work in tandem to save the championship to keep it in the bloodline. That would be ridiculous. It's just a ridiculous hypothetical for you guys to end this on a fun note. Because I think that's everything we got, man. Every match is hitting. Like I said, once I look at the card,
Every match aside from maybe one.
maybe that
Hits.
battle royal or that women's match.
I
I
was
don't
saying the
know.
Gunther match,
You saying the Gunther match?
but
Okay.
that's just because I'm uninvested
I just expect him to win.
in.
I think that's why it's so uninteresting.
Pretty much.
It's kind of like nobody wants to see Drew. I expect him to win.
We ain't come to see you, Drew.
Now that daddy's not home anymore.
All
Yeah, let's
right.
take
So, do we take this home?
it home.
All right. Well, guys. That is the SummerSlam predictions episode. Thank you for tuning in to this. Glad we got to do this live again.
Yes.
Been a
Feels
while.
good, man.
Been a
Feels
while.
good.
But like we always say, I'm sure you guys stay up. I'm sure you guys stay blessed. And as always, stay
Stay blunted.
dangerous.
People have been asking me to be the best in the world. Why, Eddie, why?